Good morning and welcome to all who are here. A lot of times we say welcome to our visitors or guests. Well, welcome to everybody. Remember though, we are here to worship God. In just a few minutes, we're going to enter the stage of our worship, or the part of our worship, where we remember Christ's sacrifice. That's something we need to focus on. I was talking with Jared this morning. I thought I was going to do this last month. And I have, you're going to get last month's lesson, is what you're going to get. But I'm really torn because there's something else that I would really like to express. And I guess I'm just going to have to do this again some other week. Because there's something else I really want us to think about as we come around the table. And I think I'm going to get to that. But I'd like you to turn to Luke chapter 10. Now, I suppose you're like me, and from time to time you have read and thought about and even discussed in class the parable Jesus quotes there or talks about there regarding the Good Samaritan. It's a pretty good one. There's a lot for us to learn there. I'm probably a little bit late. If I'd done this last month, I would have been ahead of the Mr. Rogers and the neighbor curve. But if you really look at this parable, you see it's about being a neighbor. It's about being the kind of neighbor we ought to be. But let's take a look at this and read it one time here. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed him by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back." Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And then we're told that the person who had asked him the questions, his answer was, well, the one who showed mercy. And Jesus told him, "You go and do likewise." Now, after I finish my comments and after the table, we're going to sing a song that I really want you to think about as you sing it. That song is going to be, "Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen in Me." But it's for the next few minutes, let's look at this parable and see if we don't see somebody else in here. I would submit that there are three key C words in this text. The first one is came, that he came to where he was. If you look around and look at what was happening in this setting, these other two people, the priest and the Levite, religious leaders of their day, keep in mind, saw this man and just completely went over to the other side of the road, ignored him. And it took a Samaritan, or Jesus says it was a Samaritan, one of the people not so well thought of in the day, who took care, and that's our first C, TC. He took care of this man. He came to him. That's our second thing. I'm sorry. He came over to where he was. He came to where he was instead of walking over on the other side of the road. There's a great big comparison here. Who came to our aid? Who is our aid? You know, if you go to Philippians chapter 2, and you don't have to, just you can. Be confident, I've got the verses right here. But in Philippians chapter 2, you'll find the wording there somewhere about verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, talking about Jesus. That though he was in the form of God, he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. But then what he did, He made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant, and came in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the Christ, on the cross. Who came to our aid? We have the example of the Good Samaritan coming to the aid of that poor victim. But who came? And consider what all he gave up. What did Jesus give up to come to our aid at a time when we needed him? And that should be a present thing. We need him. He is our aid. There are several different ways we could look at it that he came to us. He came in humanity, as that verse points out. There's another way you could consider. Some people will say, you know, well, he's the Son of God, so why, you know, why is it such a special thing that he was able to endure temptation? But he did, recall, don't you recall? You know, you can go to Matthew chapter 4 and read about the temptations that Jesus faced, but then go over to Hebrews chapter 4, and what do you find? We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus not only came to this earth in the form of a man and accepted the humanity and lived life as a human, but he was tempted just like we are. He came to us in that way. He came to us in our sorrows, and he bore them. You know, you're probably familiar with Isaiah chapter 53, the one where all the prophecies are made. He heals our stripes, or our wounds, by his stripes. He took on him our sorrows. He came to us as we were dead in our sins, and he's made us alive. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. You he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. We can go back and also take a look at 1 Peter chapter 2. There we find an account that we were in pretty bad shape. We were in sin, we mankind. But there in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, talking about Jesus, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. And again, we have this healing, by whose stripes you were healed. Peter there quoting Isaiah. Jesus came to where we are, where man was at the time, where we still are. But we have hope in Jesus. The second C word that I'd ask us to see out of this, to realize in this account, is the compassion. Where the others, the priest and the Levite, just made it, did everything they could to get as far away as they could from that victim, the Samaritan had compassion on him. Jesus exhibited compassion, you know, in the immediate circumstances. If you go to Mark chapter 6 and verse 34, you find Jesus, find there the wording, he had compassion on the multitudes because they were like sheep without a shepherd. That was the state of man. That's our state now without him. He had compassion on them. In the bigger picture, I'd like you to think about John 3:16. We can all quote it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What did that Son do for us? If you turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 8, you find that while we were yet sinners, that Son died for us. That's the kind of compassion Christ had. And finally, the last C, he took care of him. He cared for that wounded man. So we see that he has come over to where he was. He has had compassion on him. And now we see him taking care of him. It says that he went over to where he was. And if you try to picture this, You can probably see him going over to this man who's lying helpless and wounded and half dead on the road. And you should be able to see him cradling the man in his arms, trying to determine what can I do for him. And he uses the things that he has, oil and wine, and I'm not getting into the medical discussion of what each one did, but they had some value. But he poured oil and wine on his wounds. He helped soothe the problems, the discomfort, the pain, the agony that man was feeling. And then it says he put him on his own animal, and he took him to a place where he could get some rest, took him to an inn. You know, Jesus, and we have already seen the part about he's healed our wounds. But as big a man as that Samaritan was, I'd really suggest that nobody has done more to take care of people, to have compassion on people, or to come to where we are than Christ. Nobody. Nobody has shown greater love than Christ did. Consider the ways he takes care of us. He didn't pass off, he didn't pass over, the Samaritan did not go out of his way. He did not go downtown and say, you know, there's a guy hurt and bleeding several miles back down the road. You ought to send somebody out to take care of him. Nor did Jesus. Jesus did not say to the Father, yeah, mankind is sure in a bad way. Wonder who we could get to go take care of that. He didn't do that. He gave up all that he could, was rightly entitled to in heaven, and came to us. He took care of us by giving his life, by dying for us. We see that the Samaritan put this poor victim on his animal, gave him a seat. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 2. I want to go to verse 4 there. There you're going to find God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and he's giving us quite a seat, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. A few little comparisons there as we look at that parable that we've seen. Why am I repeating this? Because I want you to think about it later. We've seen a Samaritan who came to the victim. We see a Christ who gave up everything and came to earth. We've seen a Samaritan who had compassion on the victim. We see a Christ who had compassion on us. We see a Samaritan who took care of a victim. We see a Christ who's taken care of us. And oh, what lengths he went to take care of us. And that he continues to care for us, to speak for us. When they got to the inn, the Samaritan said, he stayed with him for at least a night, because it says he had to go and leave the next morning, but he made provision for the victim in his absence. He paid the innkeeper and said, if it costs you any more, I'll take care of it when I come back. What has Christ left us? What did he say he would leave us? What did he say he would send us? A comforter through whom we have the word revealed. We can find all kinds of comfort in God's word. That's pretty much the end of my 3 C's lesson. But I'd like you to think about those 3 C's. In just a couple, after the participation in the Lord's Supper, we are going to sing that song, Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen in Me. That Samaritan, he exhibited those different traits that we see in Christ. May we go forth, not just today, because this is Sunday, but every day, and try to demonstrate, show Christ in our lives. The three C's are, he came to him. You're going to have people come to you and ask questions. You can approach some people with the good word, the gospel, the news we have. We need to have compassion on these people out here. There are people who do not know Christ, and they need to. And we need to take care of them. Who else will? As we participate in this Lord's Supper this morning, please reflect on the kind of man that Jesus was and the kind of people he expects us to be.